Matthew chapter 27 tells us what happened on the day after the crucifixion. We know that on Friday, Jesus was crucified. He heard many voices coming from below, but he never heard a voice coming from heaven, such as Abraham did when he was offering up his son. You know how that when Abraham was offering up his son, he heard a voice from heaven saying, "Do your son no harm." But on the day that Christ was being offered as a sacrifice, there was no voice from heaven. But I believe had there been a voice from heaven, had God the Father spoke from heaven on that day, I believe that he would have used the same words that he used after the baptism of Jesus and on the mountain of transfiguration. I believe the crowd would have heard this thundering voice saying, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, hallelujah." So the next day, following the crucifixion, what do we call it? It's Saturday. What do we call that Saturday that falls between Good Friday and Easter? What is so significant about that day? Does it have a special name? Maybe not, but I'd like to call it Silent Saturday. Jesus is silent on Saturday. The men have anointed his body, placed it in Joseph's tomb. The body of Christ is as silent as the stones that surround him. He spoke much on Friday. He will liberate slaves of sin and death on Sunday. But on Saturday, Jesus is silent. So is God. He made himself heard on Friday. He tore the curtains of the temple, opened the graves of the dead, rocked the earth, blotted out the sun, and sacrificed the Son of Heaven. Earth heard much of God on Friday, but nothing on Saturday. Jesus is silent. God is silent. Saturday is silent. On Easter weekend, most tend to skip Saturday. Friday and Sunday gets all of the press. The crucifixion and the resurrection command all of our thoughts. But let us not ignore Saturday. You have them too. Silent Saturday, the day between the struggle and the solution, between the prayer request and the answer. Silent Saturdays torment us. Is God angry? Did I disappoint him? God knows that Jesus is in the tomb. Why doesn't he do something? Or in our cases, God knows our career is in the tank, our finances are down the toilet, our marriages is a mess. Why doesn't God act? So now, what are you supposed to do until he does? You do what Jesus did. Stay silent. Trust God. Jesus died with this conviction that God would not leave his soul in hell, nor let your Holy One see corruption. Jesus knew that God would not leave him alone in the grave. You need to know also that God will not leave you alone in your struggle. His silence is not his absence. Saturdays have their purpose. Saturdays let us feel the full force of God's strength. Were he to solve your problems the second they appear, would you become stronger through these struggles? For this reason, God inserts a Saturday between our Fridays and Sundays. If this day is a silent Saturday for you, be patient. As one who endured the silent Saturday wrote, "Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.